Spirit Consciousness Monkey Brain. It's an interesting topic. Recently, I was writing a paper about aesthetics, and I came across one that said most of our processes in our brain are unconscious. Now, while most of it is, you know, like some of it is due to bodily functions, it got me thinking, what if half of our brain is just the big fat neural network AI that we can't really control?
Oh,
let's call that a monkey brain.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, so you're saying the majority of our brain is unconscious.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like we can't control what we think.
This big neural net that we don't control, that's sort of just being constantly trained by environment, by the data we consume, but that we aren't consciously activating it. It's just sort of taking inputs and providing us like outputs that we are unconsciously executing.
Genuinely, I think it's better if we think about it like that way, but your consciousness very much so plays a role in giving it the right reinforcement. So in classic neural net and computer programming, I know it's different than our brains, but it might be a useful exercise to think about our brains like a neural net in computing. But in that, you know, you either train it on a bunch of data or you reinforce it. So it did something right, you give it a reward. It does something bad, you punish it. Kind of Pavlovian in a way. And we've done that with animals. So, you know, there's some similarities, definitely. And your conscious brain, I think, plays a big role in deciding what is a reward, what should be rewarded, and what is a punishment. What went wrong, what went right. You get
it? So, like, what is my conscious brain then?
Your conscious brain is the one that... Right, I didn't really talk about the conscious brain. So the conscious brain is almost like the slow, but not slow. It's a very concrete, logical thing that needs to solve problems like logically. It has a very limited memory. Let's think about the conscious brain more like a classical computer. So everybody knows you have a CPU, GPU. In a classical computer, you have RAM, you have your storage, right? And a neural net is very different from that classical computer. It's just crazy bunch of things that you don't really know what's going on. You can't really specifically say this thing is causing this thing and that. Whereas in a normal computer program, you can say, oh, if else this happens and that, we know very clearly how the program runs. And the conscious brain is much more like, I think, the classic programming of a normal classic computer. We have storage, we have short-term memory, and we process things a lot, I think, slower, but more methodically.
I see. And, like, we're conscious of these decisions that we're processing.
Yes.
Whereas the unconscious brain, like, what's the analogy here? Like, it isn't like this computer that we have control over. It's just running on its own. And mostly, we can't see how it's making decisions?
No. That's why I call it the monkey brain.
I see. Okay. So our conscious brain, we can sort of, we notice that we think about sort of like the control flow of like, you know, the decision making of, oh, okay, I'm going to do X and Y because of Z. Whereas the unconscious brain is sort of like a black box. We're just getting outputs from it.
Exactly.
I don't know where it's coming from. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very much so.
I see. And you're saying that most of the outputs that we feel, or that like most of the thoughts that our brain emits, is from this unconscious brain.
Pretty much. A lot of it, man. It contributes so much.
And you said you think it's like 80%.
I don't want to give it a percentage, but it's a huge part of it.
Right,
if not
actually.
Half, you know.
Yeah.
80% feels... Maybe how for you.
Yeah, for me, yeah, it feels about right.
For somebody more monkey than human, maybe.
Damn, more monkey. We call this the monkey brain because it's very primal.
It's like autopilot. Yeah. It feels
yeah,
like autopilot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it just does things. And, like, for example, I feel like some people, they... when something makes them angry, it's like you just become angry because your monkey brain's like, you know, can't control it. Whereas maybe your conscious brain is like, logically, we don't need to be angry, but doesn't always work out. Like I said, I think sometimes even right. the unconscious will like break through past your conscious brain,
but,
and just override it too.
So is this monkey brain a bad thing?
No, it's so powerful. That's so powerful.
It's faster, no, right?
So fast, man! So fast.
Because basically, it's
okay.
Like,
so this brain is way faster. This part of our brain
dude,
is way
it's
faster.
So OP, man! Any of the crazy skills you see people do. All have to do with monkey brain. It's all just super trained monkey brains.
Because it's instinctual. Because it's like you go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, can you give me an example of like, you know, like what's something super impressive, like impressive skill that someone's doing that's like all
drawing.
Yeah,
drawing, man.
But say like okay, because I'm thinking of drawing as like okay, I'm trying to draw this character, and I'm like okay, how should I make this person's hair look? Oh, like I'm gonna make them have spiky hair, and it's gonna be from this perspective, and blah blah blah. Like, aren't those conscious decisions?
Those are conscious decisions, but that is not actually the right way to approach a drawing. Believe it or not, it becomes stiff. You become tired way too easily. You make one little mistake, and that compounds over. Like one mistake just builds up. It amplifies throughout the drawing. The more you develop the drawing, the further it amplifies, and that's actually a sign of amateurity and noobishness in drawing, because you can say, you know what, they've got the right theory, but you haven't been able to put it into practice, in that you've done it in a almost flow state thing. You just kind of know what to do naturally, and you've incorporated your motions and mixed them all together and put them on this, you know, painting and stuff.
You're saying the best art comes from when they
Yes.
Do it unconscious. They're not thinking about the decisions of what they're drawing. It's
not
just coming
fully
out of them.
You could say there's a bit of play for both. Like you need a bit of consciousness, a bit of there's a balance to it. But you know, I see it way too often that people try to brute force everything with conscious power, and it lacks character. It lacks soul. It's all theory. Mm. You know, you're so boring. You're just a bunch of formulas that you memorized in your head.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think this applies to like other skills in general, like say writing? Like, should I not be thinking about, you know, which words I'm using, which direction I'm headed with my writing?
Yes. Definitely. And that's very similar to drawing too. But have you ever been lost in a writing where you just feel like your hands are moving on their own?
Yeah, like it's on flow, it's coming out really
naturally. Yeah, sure. Baby, that's the monkey brain, I'm telling you, man. It's a fucking monkey brain.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, your consciousness is definitely guiding it, pointing it somewhere, but like, you know, you don't have to consciously think about every word you're writing.
Right, because activating the conscious brain takes a lot of energy and effort.
It does. It takes a lot of time, too.
When your monkey brain is zoned in, it's effortless. It's an effortless feeling.
I think so. It seems like that.
To me, it seems like the conscious brain is like the leader of the monkeys, but the monkeys ultimately do the work. You know, like it's like a boat, but it's like the conscious brain is the captain saying, "Oh, we gotta, you know, get to this island." But
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
who's pedaling the boat? You know,
no, you're right. You're actually right. And if you treat them too harshly, and if you're too much of a tyrant, they'll revolt. They'll just revolt against you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, man, fuck it. No, we're masturbating today.
Wait, just stop pedaling.
Yeah,
they just whip it out, dude.
They're like, we're monkeys, what do you expect?
Yeah, you can't expect too much from us.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, I see. Okay, but when they're in this... Okay, but they're more... The analogy is that they're way more powerful.
We can't... You can't... The boat doesn't work without the monkeys, basically. Like,
the monkeys.
Like, if the captain went down there, like, he's not trained to paddle.
Just imagine this. Imagine you had no monkeys, and you're trying to make conversation with someone, What would that even look like?
Fuck.
Oh, they mean? Said hi. They said hi. That means they are trying to initiate conversation with me. Oh, I must say hi back. Previous examples showed that saying hi, how are you made better conversation small talk, and that is good because I like people liking me. You know, it's like
you're saying the conscious brain like has to rationalize every decision to that granularity, sort of.
Yeah, that's what conscious. I think that's what the conscious problem solving
needs, like, thing is something to base this decision to do the thing.
Oh, I see. So any like very free-form autopilot response or activity is this monkey brain, sort of just like,
yes.
Sort of like environment. Something happens in the environment. Okay, monkeys just start pedaling automatically. No thought. And then the captain starts gaining consciousness about it, and then starts trying to steer the direction in which the monkeys are pedaling.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, if the captain's too like micromanaging, he's like, "No, you weren't supposed to say that there, you monkey." Then the monkeys stop working, and
the monkeys
get disorganized.
And mid conversation, you like sit down, like start unzipping your pants for some reason.
Oh shit!
Seeking immediate pleasure. Wait, okay. Actually, there's a good example. Like, have you guys read Inner Game of Tennis? Because it literally talks about this. Where
really?
Yeah, because it's like when you're trying to teach someone the tennis swing. If you give them more instructions, you give them the worse their swing becomes, because they start using the conscious brain to try to calculate and do their swing. But if you just show them and let the monkeys or the unconscious brain in your brain, like, watch, like, someone do a swing, and you just ask the person, just replicate it, they naturally use their monkey brain to just do it.
Because monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah!
See, monkey do!
Exactly, they see.
When we learn visually, or we try to replicate something visually, that's...
An example, yes.
But it could also work with audio, anything cue. You know, yes, we learn so well by seeing other people do things because it's learning data.
Yeah.
But how come, like, when an instructor is instructing us how to do it, like, that data is not usable for a monkey brain?
They're catering too much to the conscious brain.
Oh, like, it's too formal, it's too...
Yeah! Yeah.
Too many steps.
Describing how your muscles should contract instead of...
Yeah, the monkeys have ADHD, bro.
Yeah!
I see.
Wow. And also, it's a good way... You can psych someone out by being like, hey, your tennis... Like, what do you do to swing so well in tennis? And then once the person starts thinking about how they're swinging, they start to swing worse. So it's like, it's something you can do when you're... like, playing against someone...
I'm talking with Jermaine, and I'm telling, how do you formulate your next sentence and construct it?
Oh shit. The captain's like, I'm doing a good job. The captain on the boat, so good, I'll like better micromanage a bit more.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the monkeys start jerking off.
It's unfortunate. My zipper's halfway down, dude.
Okay, so what's like the... Is there like some...
lesson?
Yeah, lesson to this where it's like, okay, we should do something to better control our monkey brain, or it should be like, we should actually let our monkey brains loose?
Oh!
No, wait. No, not completely, right? Like,
Don't
just go and... harass some girls for no reason.
I said, like, what if we just let the monkeys pedal for maximum power?
So I think the thing would be just like, at least what I'm getting is like, I have to train my autopilot better.
Okay.
Or like my monkeys, or like
they're always pedaling in the wrong direction.
Like, I have autopilot, and sometimes it's good. But is there a way to train your monkey as in like your autopilot instinctual brain thing?
Like a monkey training camp.
Yeah. A monkey training camp. Yeah. It's hard, right? That's the number one thing people want to figure out is how to control their monkeys. It's a lot of work, right? But I think the first step is just acknowledging that, like, you're mostly monkey and a very small percent human.
Yeah, I'm so monkey.
Mostly so monkey.
You gotta be strategic about it. You know, it's like monkeys can't be trained just by telling them, "Hey, man, hey, monkey, you did this wrong because you know you didn't shoot it in the hoop properly." It doesn't understand that. All it understands if you gave him a banana or not, right? So you need to let him shoot, and you need to correct him over some period of time, and you know that happens, and slowly you get better. But no, it doesn't happen at the day.
Yeah.
But you're saying, you're sort of alluding to that we need a reward system for these monkeys.
It's all built in.
Oh, it's built in reward. Oh, okay, I see. As in, I shoot the ball, if it goes in the hoop, the monkeys are getting from the captain.
Yeah.
The captain is going like, captain. "Oh, good job, monkeys."
Yeah, exactly.
Because that your conscious brain is thinking. Because your conscious brain sees if it goes in or not, or if it doesn't go in. Right?
I sort of get it. It's like everything we're doing, the monkeys are just pedaling in hopes of receiving dopamine, and it's up to our conscious brain, the captain.
Yeah.
But the captain isn't consciously deciding whether or not to give the monkeys banana or dopamine.
You're right. That's another layer of complexity. I don't know if we want to get into this, but the captain himself is made out of monkeys.
Ah, fuck. No!
That's a twist.
Yeah, it's like the captain is also has a team of monkey advisors. Right, you gotta think about like that, right? And sometimes these advisors will just be like, you know, we just gotta give them bananas. We can't help it. We have to give them bananas.
Wait, give me an example. Like what's a scenario where they just have to give them bananas?
Like cookies. Like, let's say in real life, you really want to eat something. I don't know. And then the captain, like the monkey advisors, are like, "Please, Captain, just go, just go to the McDonald's, just get the food and feed your monkeys in your brain."
Wait, is it like when you actually eat the McDonald's? That's when the advisors go like, "All right, Captain, we gotta give the monkeys dopamine because
exactly.
McDonald's."
Well, it's also like the advisors being like, the advisors are like, Captain, like, we really need this right now. We really gotta let us get the bananas.
Yeah, we really need to unzip.
Yeah.
Advisors are like, come on. But, like, I think then that's a difference.
At that point, I don't get it. Like, why, what is the point of the captain? If, like, the advisors are just there, isn't it at one point just monkeys advising monkeys?
Because I think the captain's a super ego. Like, the captain's, like, the perfection, kind of. The captain's
the middleman between the monkeys and the other monkeys.
Because your brain kind of knows what's the, like, not optimal, but the right thing to do. Like, the right thing to do right now is not to unzip my pants. Like, the captain is saying, let's not unzip my pants. But that's where your monkey advisor's... Well, I don't know. Like, your monkey advisors are the ones telling you
that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're being like, but Captain, who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
But Captain, what?
Captain, we never know. Captain, I know it didn't work out the last 200 times, but, you know, what if? One time for the one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just one more time, Captain. Come on, for old times.
Just one more
time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting, yeah. Like, that's the same with, like, drug addiction, too, right? Because your captain knows, you know, optimally, you don't take the drug again, but...
The
monkeys' advisors, right?
They're
the monkey
so
advisors
happy.
Are strong.
They're so happy.
They're so happy. Wow.
Because the monkeys don't understand, right? You take the drugs, And the monkeys are all fucking, they all got like, they're drowning in bananas. Right? they're all swimming in bananas. So they're so happy, dude. They're all going crazy.
Okay, so
even the advisors.
Okay, so the correction to the model is it's not the captain deciding to give the monkeys bananas when something good happens. It's just like when dopamine hits from some activity, the bananas just come flowing.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
That's a better way to say it. Okay, I get it. Yeah,
that's a better way to say it. Like, you eat McDonald's, you eat the drugs, they get the flood of bananas.
Okay, and the captain's drugs like, oh, shit. They're bananas, but this is bad.
Yeah. Because the captain knows the great banana drought is coming.
Right? Yeah.
The great banana famine is coming. And the captain knows why, because we took all the bananas.
Right? They say the advisors get these bananas too.
Yeah. I know all the monkeys get the bananas, and all the monkeys are so fucking mad when they don't have bananas.
But they don't know why. And because the advisors are getting these bananas, this crazy overflow bananas, they want to advise the captain.
They're like, captain, please. We're like, we don't have any bananas anymore. We have to do what we did last time. We have to do the banana dance.
Yeah. Wow. So
I love this analogy, but I think I understood it a bit more before the advisors came into it. Because now it's like there's monkeys on both sides. It's that some of them are pedaling monkeys and some of them are like talking monkeys.
But it's interesting to me how like the captain, like for us or humans, that there is always a captain that knows what's like right or wrong. Because we always, you have that inner struggle when you're about to do something or you know you shouldn't do, but it gives you like pleasure. Yeah, like we know right from wrong, but
we sort of know right from wrong, but it's also we don't. There's always that level of uncertainty. That's where the advisors abuse the system.
Damn.
So
yeah.
Okay, so how do we control our monkey advisors?
You just acknowledge they exist, man. I think. This is a very
I can acknowledge they exist and then just keep doing drugs while acknowledging it.
Yes. I'm not finished. But personally, it's about making peace. It's about giving them a handshake and being like, we're all in this boat together.
Yeah. I love
you, my monkeys. You know, we're on the same team. And we got to work together on this.
Oh, that's so good. We might not
have bananas in the moment,
but you guys
trust me on this. Yeah, I'm the captain. I'm gonna do everything I can for you guys, but you know, you got trust in me. I think that helps a lot.
So you can reason with the monkey advisors. You're like, hey, there's no bananas now, but I'm planting the banana seeds, you know?
Yeah, I think, it's definitely not as how you visualize it. I think it's more about self-acceptance in general. Being like, this is just who I am. You know, I've got a rotten team of monkeys. But
yeah,
we're going to try to get better.
Right. So, like, what if you starved the monkeys? Like, what if you starve the monkey advisor? You, like, get them used to having low bananas.
That's interesting.
Like they're just always starving for bananas.
Okay.
Does that work? Do they get used to just starving all day?
I think I've heard that theory. I think it's called the banana detox.
No banana.
Maybe they get used to like one banana a week. You know? Like once a week you give them the bananas, but like they have to work for it. They really have to work for it. So you can train them then, right? You can train your monkeys to be like, you know, if we work really hard, we'll get the banana. We just can't get it right, like, whenever we want it.
Yeah, and hope they don't revolt against you.
Yeah, you really have to hope they don't revolt, though.
So
you can negotiate really well, and, like, slowly over time.
Yeah. Yeah, no tyranny.
Train your monkeys.
None of that.
Yeah.
So what happens if you're a complete tyrant?
Oh, revolt.
The company's
just
a
revolt.
Complete tyrant against the monkeys, huh?
Constant revolt, constant military suppression, constant revolt, constant military suppression. It's a vicious cycle.
I'm trying to think of like a in real life example of someone who has like that really powerful captain, and then
the monkeys are just going overboard.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine someone like that.
Wouldn't I be a good example? Like last year.
Wait, let me think.
Am I not?
Do you feel like you have a? Do you feel like you have a tyrant captain?
Oh, I used to, dude.
And you felt like you had crazy, out of unhinged monkeys.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, shit. How's that combination?
That's horrible. It's like I say, man. You fucking kill the monkeys off. They reproduce. They revolt again.
They're reproducing.
just take it with a grain of salt, man. But very like in real life, let me just like, you know, personally, I've had periods where I would just do nothing all day. I just sit there, do nothing. I don't eat. I don't do anything. I just sit there. That was like punishment for not doing everything perfect. And then after I like basically military all my monkeys, I tell them exactly what to do, and I do it for a bit. I get super tired. I burn out, and then I just do what I do everything to chase pleasure. You know, anything that's pleasurable. The pants, the hub. You know, food. Food, lactose food, ice cream, chocolate, gelatin, jellies, anything, you know. TV shows. I'd run out of TV shows to watch.
I see. So you go through like life cyles of extreme, like tyrant, trying to discipline yourself, and then extreme hedonism.
Yeah.
Like monkeys. So it's like your captain, your monkeys, which they're always at war. They were just taking turns controlling the boat.
Yeah.
Instead of working together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. So but now you're working together, like the
now they're negotiating.
These are
better.
Yeah, negotiation.
We are in negotiation phase.
Yeah, negotiation phase. So how does it look now? So you're no longer. Are you still like have those or not as much?
Oh, very much less.
Yeah. Okay. Less. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Much more stable. Honestly, way more healthier, I think, mentally. It might just be like, honestly, partially probably is peace. Peace helps with that kind of the extremes, because you give peace to the captain. The captain, you know, softens his hand. You give peace to the monkeys. The monkeys aren't so agitated so easily.
Yeah.
And you guys can, they work better together, it seems. Yeah.
So monkey captain harmony
is the way to go. It
it's
is
possible.
It is
truthfully
the goal.
You want to control the monkeys, but not through militarism. You want to do it through harmony.
Damn. So sometimes you still have to give in to the monkeys, then.
in the right ways, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, damn. Like you give the monkeys something that both of you guys love, that you know is good for you, and the monkeys get some pleasure.
Right.
And is that like being in the zone, being like flow, productivity?
Oh, might definitely has a part to do with flow. I'm not sure if that's the entirety of flow, but definitely a part of it, yeah.
But like when you're doing something productive and you're really in the zone, you know, the monkeys are getting the bananas and the captain is happy, the ship is going in.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's almost right? Akin to them playing like a really, they're playing the game on hard difficulty and it's a co-op game.
Oh.
Right.
And they're
like
just working perfectly together.
Game.
A three-way?
Yeah, because there's the monkey place. Okay.
Sure. We'll count them in.
Aren't the monkey advisors just the people, just normal monkeys that come to the deck? Just come to the deck, man. They just come up, and they stop paddling, and they're like, hey.
Yeah, they're the smart paddler monkeys.
It's not like a group of monkeys in suits, eh? Like, it's like,
well, that's how I imagined it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, middle-class monkeys.
Middle-class monkeys. I love this image I have in my brain. It's so cute, but devastating. It's on a endless sea.
Yeah, but, you know, I see it too much in people. They don't acknowledge the fact that they're part animal, and they try to be.
I guess
perfect, right?
Yeah, I also see people who, like, yeah, like, I think for your example, like, you try to control it a lot, but then the monkeys win for a period of time, and I see that in other people, too, where they try, or even in, like, in real life, they seem perfect, but then behind the scenes, they do so much shit just to please the monkeys, right? like famous people or successful people, sometimes I see it where, like, you know, on the outside, they're like, yeah, their super ego tells them, this is what I gotta do to be perfect and to be a good person. And then behind the scenes, they're like, okay, monkeys, it's time to give you a feeding. Like, okay, monkeys, it's time. We just can't let the world see. We'll just, you know. So,
yeah.
Like, people sometimes don't like to show the monkey feeding time. So
no, not that. that's such a good observation, because that's probably exactly what happens to people that really have to put on such a strong mask.
Yeah,
they definitely relieve that stress somewhere else.
Yeah,
in other forms.
Dude, it reminds me of that Wall Street movie, Wolf of Wall Street movie, and then when they talk about how many times you, like, jack off a week. Have you guys seen that scene?
I've seen the movie. I don't remember that scene.
Really? Because they were, like, I think, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen that clip where I think it's the boss telling the employee, like, oh, it's going to be really stressful here. Like, are you going to just handle it? And then the guy was like, yeah, I'll handle it. And then the boss literally asks him, oh, how many times do you, like, masturbate per week?
What?
And then he was like, oh, this amount of times, X number of times. And then the boss is like, oh, that's rookie numbers, you know? See, he basically, what it meant was like, oh, it's really stressful. You gotta have some way to relieve stress. Like, some way to feed the monkeys, you know?
Okay, as in the work won't feed the monkeys.
Yes.
The work won't be like a good flow work where the monkeys will also be fed.
So the monkey, so he's saying like, yeah, okay, like, you know, you gotta step those numbers up, or at least get used to it, because you're gonna need that bananas from somewhere.
Monkeys are gonna start starving this week.
Yeah.
To increase the monkey feeding time.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Well.
But yeah, this is a great topic. I think,
yeah, I liked it.
Honestly, it's made me think about my brain a different way. I used to just think of it as this, like, you know, blob of pink goo that looks in the shape of a walnut. But now I imagine it as this, like, giant boat that just has the monkeys pedaling on it.
Yeah.
The helm, and then and then another room of monkeys in suits advising the
Yeah. Yeah, I think actually it is helpful. Like, I already just, because I used to...
It's actually way more visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I don't want to punish my monkey so much anymore. They just don't know any better. I should just talk to them. Like, I've been so mean to them. It makes me lash out in other ways.
makes you feel bad for them. You just want to feed them more bananas now.
Yeah! Yeah, I might feed them in a bit.
Yo.
Okay.
All right.
Well, looks like Gabe has harmony some work with... to do, so
yeah. Harmony with your ship, captain and monkey. It's the lesson of this pod.